Now, a small but possibly measurable percentage of this nation's energy consumption will power video screens this holiday season. Video screens playing this.
That is, of course, the music of Vince Guaraldi. It's the soundtrack to Peanuts specials. And they include the Charlie Brown Christmas special, starring Linus and Lucy and Snoopy, and, of course, Charlie Brown himself, who never seems to do anything right.
What kind of a tree is that?
You are supposed to get a good tree. Can't you even tell a good tree from a poor tree?
This holiday season, the characters created by the late Charles Schulz celebrate an anniversary.
Tonight marks the 50th year in a row that a Charlie Brown Christmas has aired on network television.
And for those who are not familiar with it, the story begins with Charlie Brown feeling a little down as Christmas approaches.
I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel.
Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem.
Peanuts in general and the Christmas special points out our foibles.
That last voice is Charles Schulz's widow, Jeannie, who says her late husband's work is still relevant.
It points out our greed, our commercialism, and it points them out with humor. So we can laugh at them, laugh at ourselves.
What's this? Find the true meaning of Christmas when money, money, money.
And then Charlie Brown says, my dog's gone commercial.
My own dog gone commercial. I can't stand it.
Now, Lee Mendelson, the producer of A Charlie Brown Christmas, says Charles Schulz wanted an even more profound meaning.
Mr. Schulz said, if we're going to do this show, we should really deal with the true meaning of Christmas, and I think I'm going to have Linus read from the Bible.
For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior.
It's a somber moment when the characters arguing stops. Schulz's plan to deal directly with religion met some resistance. So did having the Peanuts characters voiced by real children, as he told NPR in 1995.
Some of the advertising people thought we should use adults imitating children, but that didn't work at all. And then, of course, I think the biggest decision was the fact that I said no laugh track.
Instead, the special is punctuated with jazz.
You know, if you play Linus and Lucy, everybody knows who it is.
That's Jerry Grinelli, who played drums with the Vince Guaraldi Trio on the soundtrack.
It's proven to be, over time, a genuine moment of creative energy that really touched people.
Of course, the music itself has become part of the whole Christmas life, even in the department stores.
Charlie was right. Everything's gone commercial. This is producer Lee Mendelson.
And it's still surreal for us to go around, you know, at Christmas time and hear our music everywhere. It's almost spooky.
And that, says Mendelson, is something he never would have imagined before the first broadcast in 1965.
Frankly, we thought we maybe had ruined Charlie Brown, and I remember one of the animators stood up and said, you're crazy. This thing's going to run for 100 years.
Just 50 more to go.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!